Welcome to another SoCal Sound Session. Thanks for pressing play, by the way. I'm Byron Gonzalez, and today in studio, I'm very excited to have a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, all the way from Indiana, but now is based here in Los Angeles, and we're happy to have her. We got Kennedy Williams here. ¿Cómo estás? How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on by, and I'm very excited and happy to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you just released your debut album, Just mm-hmm. Another Story, right?
Mm-hmm.
How's it feel now that's out in the world and everybody's been experiencing it? It's been played on the radio mm-hmm. now.
Yeah, which is very cool. It feels really good. That was my first album, like big body of work like that. And it was like a collection of songs over like years. So to finally have it out in the world is really cool. And to just see the different responses from people and like how they receive what I'm talking about is really cool too. And it's like and also a way off in a way.
Yeah, I was like, gonna say.
Sometimes you get like at least with that project, it was, I think I was talking about a lot of things that I still was like, attached to, so to have it like recorded and out for the world, it's like great.
You're like,
it's not mine anymore.
Get this off of here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. I do want to dive a little bit more into it, but I do want to have the SoCal Sound audience know Kennedy Williams a little bit better.
Okay.
When did you start songwriting?
I started when I was, I want to say like 14 or 15.
Okay.
I got a guitar as a gift from my grandma, and
cool.
I started learning the chords. My dad gave me this book of like all the guitar chords, and I started learning them, but I learned like the major ones, and I was like, I'm not gonna go through this whole entire book and like figure all this out. So I was like, I'm just gonna try to listen to it and like figure it out, and I watched a lot of like YouTube tutorials. And I was really, I really loved Colby Calais at the time and like James Morrison and like these songwriters that just made like, they would talk about really sad stuff, but it would sound really pretty. Or they would talk about really happy stuff and it would sound really pretty. But I really like fell in love with that. So I just started trying to write songs myself. But I was super shy, so I didn't like share anything for a couple of years unless it was with like my family.
Right.
And then I just definitely went through a period where I like didn't do it at all because I was frustrated. I was like, I don't like anything I'm writing. And then I kind of came back to it after like I was out of high school. I was just like, let me actually do this like intentionally.
So songwriting came first or did the guitar come first?
The guitar came first.
And that kind of influenced to like, hey, I need to back this up.
Yeah.
But like, that's also interesting to me because it's like, you know, some people just play guitar and then they, that's it, you know,
yeah.
right? They don't do any songwriting, but you just kind of took it upon yourself to also write songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was those artists that you're like, I want to create something pretty,
mm-hmm.
make it, well, something, take something sad, make it pretty.
Yeah.
Is that what
yeah.
you're driving for?
I think so. And just like having a safe space to like express myself because I was really shy. And so it was like, I didn't really talk about my feelings as much like at that age. And so I would journal and then the guitar came along and I was like, okay, might as well like try put it into a song. It's just always been like an outlet.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first song you wrote?
A little bit.
A little bit?
I can picture myself. I can picture myself. There was the first song I ever wrote, my dad actually like helped me write.
Okay.
So I remember that very well. And we wrote it together. We like came up with the guitar chords together. And then the first song I ever wrote by myself, I can like picture myself sitting in my bed like playing it right now, but I can't like hear it anymore. Exactly what it was. But I remember like asking my sister to come upstairs and like listen. I was like, listen to like this, I wrote it. And I played it for her and she liked it, but I remember the moment that she left, I was like, I hate it.
You're like, I'm gonna throw this in
the trash. Yeah.
I do have some other questions that will let us know Kennedy Williams a little bit better. And these could be simple answers. It could be just like one word answer. You can, if you want, dive into it, okay. But it's very simple. What's your favorite planet?
Oh. Mars.
Are you a coffee or tea person?
Coffee.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Ooh, yes.
Are aliens real?
Yes.
Is Bigfoot real?
Oh, I don't know. I'm conflicted with that one. I don't know.
It could be an I don't know question. I don't know answer.
The bigger part of me is saying yes.
Okay. do you have a favorite book or a book that you recently read and you were like, you really loved it?
I recently read a book. It was called The Power of Now. It's like I think it's a pretty well-known book.
Yeah.
But it took me a while to finish it. It's a lot to take in, but
it's a thick book.
Yeah, it's a thick book. Yeah, really loved it.
Cool. What are some of your favorite artists or bands that you're currently listening to?
Currently, I really love the artist. Her name's Looney. She's like a R&B pop artist, I guess. Who else am I listening to? I really like Black. He's like a hip-hop artist. Mm-hmm. He put out a project recently that I love. And I mean, I've loved Jasmine Sullivan since she's like been around. And I've recently like gone back and listened to her Hotels project.
Okay.
So that's some of the music I've been listening to.
Nice. Yeah. Now, I usually going to look back at this and just figure it out myself and listen to it. That's the purpose of that question.
Okay, got it.
If you could, what other language would you learn?
So I'm attempting, or I'm trying to learn Spanish right now.
Yeah, you're in LA.
Yeah.
It's like everywhere.
And my girlfriend is Peruvian.
Oh, cool.
So she's like teaching me. She's trying to teach me, but I really want to learn French.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, if you want to learn a little bit more language, listen to my show.
Okay.
A mix of everything in there.
Okay.
Just a little shameless plug.
Uh-huh. No, I'll do it. I definitely will.
And now, if the whole world was at your fingertips, what artist would you love to collaborate with?
Right now, it would probably be Umi.
Umi?
Do you listen to her?
I haven't. No, that's an artist I'm going to look at.
Yeah, she's really, just listen to her. She's really great. Her music is very like soothing and calming, but also like really fun. I would love to like songwrite for her.
Oh, okay. Be in the background for her.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about Just Another Story. That's your debut. Mm-hmm. Can you describe what was like one of your favorite process throughout the 5 years into the creation and into the being into the studio and now releasing it out of everything? Do you have a memorable moment from this process?
It was definitely doing the production, like actually recording it, because for a lot of the time that I had these songs, they were just like acoustic. Like I just had the guitar, I had the lyrics, like I could hear what I wanted them to sound like in my head. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't really like sat down and like put some other sounds on them. So that process was really nice, because once we got into the studio, it all just came very naturally and was really like, I don't know, it was really fun and therapeutic.
Yeah, it was just finally being able to release it.
Yeah.
But knowing the fact that it's like gonna be on an album.
Yeah.
And a collection of work.
Yeah.
It's different, right?
Definitely.
Was there a lot of songs that didn't make it?
No.
Really?
It's funny because when Alexis, who's Silvergun Records,
right.
When we had talked about doing the project, he had called me, and I was actually living in Charleston at the time. And he was like, you know, we have things like up and running with the label, like would love to help you with your next project. I'm like, that's crazy that you're calling me right now, because like I feel like I'm finally have reached a point where I'm like, I have the songs I want for like an album. And so he was like, yeah, we should get like a folder together with, he was like, probably like at least like 20 ideas. And I was like, okay. But then like I put the songs in the folder that I wanted, and all of, like, we used all of them. I was like, I don't want to do the whole, like, we're going to pick from these. I was like, because right. I have this, like, it's like a full idea, and like, these are the songs that I want to use. And there was one song on there that's an interlude, and it's called Shall Pass. And that was actually like a later addition to the album, because that was just a voice memo that I had like made, that I recorded one day. And like when we were working on the rest of the songs, I was like, I feel like this song would be a really nice break like in the project. And I was like, we don't have to do anything. It's just a voice memo. Mm. Like, we just have to make it sound nice. And so yeah, there wasn't many, like we chose from what I put in the folder.
Now,
yeah.
how did you choose? And you know, when I hear in the album, there was like a mix of sounds, not only, I mean, there was like acoustic songs, mm-hmm. a little bit more solo, but then there was like this big, like ensemble. Mm-hmm. Of, you can obviously hear it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you decide which song was gonna get this ensemble of musicians and which ones it was just gonna be like just you?
That's a great question. I think it was just like what I heard when I was like writing the songs too, because it was like when I thought about like the big picture, like after the song was written, I was like, this could just be elevated in so many ways. And I love horns. I love like I love like playing with instrumentation. And so, yeah, I was like, I mean, I knew that that's what I wanted to do when those certain songs, I was like, yeah, I want horns on these, and I want like like a crazy bass line, and I want this. And luckily, I know like a lot of really talented musicians that had like were willing to help for the album, because that was what made it come to life.
Right.
I think there's a lot of stuff that Alexis and I like do want to do like on our own, and we do, but then it's like it comes to a point where it's like, okay, this could be so much better if we just like add, like bring in this person or add this instrument.
Yeah. And then it just became like this wonderful sounds of a little jazz in there and mm-hmm. a little acoustic in there too.
Yep.
This is very nice.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
Now, you just released this album not that long ago. Are you already working on what's next? What can we see from Kennedy Williams in the next, mm-hmm. in this year or this in the year. Next couple months?
Yeah, I have been writing a lot of new stuff. I took a big break after the project was
Oh,
released.
You need it. You need yeah. a breather.
Yeah. It was like one of those things where it was like, okay, I'm going to just take some time away for like a couple weeks to like a couple months, like, because it was just, yeah, I needed to just like live life.
Right.
And so lately, like over the last month, I've been writing a lot, and I think that for the rest of the year, I'll probably just like put out some singles and really kind of like focus on more like live performance stuff. Okay. And just like putting my own shows together. So that's like what I want to do like over the summertime. And yeah, next year hopefully have like the material for another album.
Nice to be out on Silver Gun Records.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right. You know, you're an independent artist, an entrepreneur, really. Mm-hmm. What motivates you to continue songwriting and to continue this solo project that you have and continue playing music?
I think that it is, I think I said something about this earlier, but it's really like the way other people are like connecting with what I'm doing, because it's hard, like even with this album, there are sometimes that it's hard to like go and perform and like still be very connected to it as I was like when I first was writing the songs. Mm-hmm. But yeah, getting like the response and seeing how other people like receive it has been really cool. And it makes me like want to keep going. Cause for me, it's very nice like to actually write. Like it's similar to like journaling. It's just like kind of
getting it out.
Yeah.
So you still have a lot of stuff built in.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot to get out.
Yeah. So it's, for me, it's great as that release. And then to keep it going, it's like other people and like how they're receiving the music, which is really, it's a really cool experience.
Right, getting that feedback and then playing live, instant feedback even more so. So it's a high that you can't get anywhere else.
Definitely.
That's awesome.
Definitely.
Well, Kennedy, thank you so much for making your way over here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks
it's
for-
It's been a treat.
You're gonna be playing a couple songs right now. can you let the people know what you're about to play in the other studio?
Yes, so I'm getting ready to play a couple tracks, one called Tell Me, one called On My Way, and then the last one is called Peace.
All right, don't forget, check her out on social media. All the information's down below. And right now we're gonna watch Kennedy Williams perform a couple songs acoustically. So don't tune away.
Can't seem to wrap my head around this mess. If this is real love, why can't I feel love? No, when we're laying in this bed. And don't say that it's nothing. Tell me again that you want me. Tell me again that you need me. Baby, I want you to hold me. Cause lately I've been wishing that we could go back to making love by the railroad tracks. Just tell me again that you want me. Cause I can't take this silence anymore. I saw it coming, and I tried running, but you just wouldn't let me be. And you followed after so impatiently, then stood here in confusion like it was good enough for me. Tell me again that you want me. Tell me again that you need me. Baby, I want you to hold me. Cause lately I've been wishing that we could go back to making love by the railroad tracks. Just tell me again that you want me. Cause I can't take this silence anymore. Cannot take one more day in this cloud again. Smoke in my lungs, but I'm trying to breathe. Now I'm too high and I can't come back down until you tell me. Tell me, tell me, oh. Lately I've been wishing that we could go back to making love by the railroad tracks. Just tell me again that you want me. Cause I can't take this silence anymore. I can't bear.
draw me closer even when I need you. So if space is all you need, swimming are similar when you're in over your head. Firing the feelings I've given up, baby, just to give in. Walking and running are two peas in a pod. When you're believing in God but still want it all, trying to make my way down without making a sound. But not knowing where I'm going, it's the best of me, melatonin controlling my reality. So I run it up until I finally hit the ground, so I can put my mind at ease. I'm just looking for peace. Trying my best to stay original. Too many ways to be so typical now. Offer myself up like a ritual. Hands up to the clouds. Gratitude is my healer. I can feel her when she steps in the room. But what can I do to keep her? Is a question of the seeker who is eager to find the truth. But not knowing where I'm going gets the best of me. Melatonin controlling my reality. So I run it up until I finally hit the ground, so I can put my mind at ease. I'm just looking for peace.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.